I see.
Yeah. Weave your rugs and anything. My dad had his sister used to do that for us. Our rugs we want to put down, you know, throw rugs on the floor and all. She'd weave them. Mm-hmm. Make them out of scraps or something. I don't know what cloth, or maybe a dress and have it wore out and cut that and put it in there and weave it and all that.
You remember how they used to make quilts?
Had these quilting frames, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had these horses that put them down. Well, the women come in and get quilts, just make these cotton bats out of cotton. Didn't have no bats like you buy now. You get from these gins, that cotton gin, and spread it out with your hands on that thing, you know, and smooth it out like that. And they'd come in and quilt. Mother'd have a quilt and feed them all good, you know. It all comes, because he said we fed pretty good. I guess we did. Daddy
sounds
had lots
like
of stuff to eat, and we had a lot of company.
What would you keep on the bed when you didn't have a quilt? What would they have on the bed?
Some kind of sea. I don't see. They don't believe they had any bedspread back in those days.
Quilt.
You heard tell of trundle beds, haven't you? Trundle beds you'd push under your main bed the children sleep on. We had those.
Oh, sir, I did.
Trundle bed,
I see.
Yeah, a little bed, you know. It was about that high. And the older beds you had now are way up high, a big high post, you know, high off the floor. You'd push that, and when they get up in the morning, the children push that, make it up, push it under the bed, and get ready to go to bed at night and pull it out. Two or three of us crawl in that, you know.
I see. Would you ever call that a pallet?
Oh, yeah. Except for pallets, all. Oh, we had company. We'd have 15 or 20 to stay all night, so you got to do something.
I see.
Oh, we'd come out of there, we had company.
And the thing that you'd use for a pillow, would that be a feather?
Feather pillows, yeah.
And a pillow that'd go all the way across the bed?
Well, as they call that, a bolster, wouldn't it?
But
we had these pillows, you know, just
regular
the goose pillows. Daddy'd buy them, we get a lot of stuff, you know, on doctor bills like that.
I see.
He wouldn't pay and take feathers, anything you get, you know. Stuff like that, you know. People come here and work on doctor bills, we're paying the doctor bill. We always had something to do for them to do.
Where would you, what kind of furniture would you have in the bedroom? Where would you keep your clothes?
We had a closet to put them in.
Built in
some way, and had trunks too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember wardrobes?
It seemed to me like we had a long wardrobe or something hung. I believe that was wide enough to put quilts in there and fold them up and put them in there, blankets and things, I believe it was.
And something smaller would be a dresser or a...
Yeah, it had dressers over in them, mirrors in them, yeah.
In the parlor, what kind of furniture would you have?
Well, we'd have some rocking chairs in there, you know, and a few other chairs, and have a dresser and a mirror in it. And I believe they had a bed in there, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. Would they have anything like a sofa?
Back in those they had something they called the couch.
I see, they didn't say sofa.
No, they didn't say sofa then. They called it the couch. You sit on it. Didn't have much of stuff like that. You couldn't hardly get them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all the furniture store would have just rockers and chairs and plain bedsteads, you know.
I see.
Mattress. Mm-hmm. We all had feather beds back in those days. Mm-hmm. Daddy had feather beds, all of them. Buy these feathers, people raise geese, you know, and he'd get feathered out from people.
I see. How would you keep the milk cold?
You know how they do it?
How's this?
Lay it down in the well in a bucket. And we had, now in that room at smokehouse, it was cool in there. We'd carry it and put it in that little hole we dug with it. Used to keep a fire a lot.